Hey, it's me, Tyler. Bose open earbuds are stylish. The color that looks almost like an earring. I feel like it could go with anything. The music I'm making right now feels like a holiday. I want to look like it too. Check out Bose.com for more.
This is Simone Boyce from The Bright Side. Beauty is about more than just beauty. It's about worth, individuality, and the power that comes from being your truest self. At L'Oréal Paris, beauty means embracing who you already are, enhancing the diverse features, experiences, and personality that makes you, well, you. L'Oréal's beauty essentials combine innovative products with that classic Parisian touch to help you feel like your most confident self. Because taking on the world is a little less scary when you feel ready for your close-up. L'Oréal Paris. Because you're worth it. Learn more at L'OrealParis.com.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Think you have to be in the military to qualify for Navy Federal membership? Think again. Membership eligibility includes immediate family of Navy Federal members, which means if you're the child, the sibling, or even a household member of a veteran or service member, you're eligible for Navy Federal membership. Join Navy Federal today at joinnavyfederal.com for exclusive member benefits. Navy Federal Credit Union. Their members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Get your holidays started with the perfect tree and your perfect style from The Home Depot. Whether you want something that you can assemble in a few clicks, steal the show with over 2,000 color-changing bulbs, or a tree with lights that can be controlled by remote or foot pedal. The Home Depot has it all in our huge assortment of premium trees. Plus, get free delivery on over 2 million items this holiday from The Home Depot. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
State Farm and DJ Dramos from Life as a Gringo know making smarter financial moves today secures a financial freedom for a successful tomorrow.
Now we have a level of privilege that our parents never had. So what do we do with it, right? How do we utilize the opportunities that we have that they don't, right? And a lot of that is educating ourselves on how to not make the same mistakes they did.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm, proud sponsor of My Cultura Podcast Network.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything here on this show, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And today, we have a story from Rhode Islander Joe Jutras. Joe is a retired cabinet maker, and since his retirement, he has dedicated most of his time to growing giant fruit and vegetable. In 2017, he broke the record for the largest green squash ever grown, coming in at 2,118 pounds. Here's Joe with his story.
I've been growing giant vegetables now for the last 25 years. Got started years ago just by accident. I started growing vegetables in my backyard. I threw in a giant pumpkin seed. I grew it to 124 pounds, and from then on, I was hooked. A couple of years later, I got hooked up with a gentleman here in Rhode Island. His name is John Castellucci. He's like the godfather of pumpkin growing here in New England. He started in the early 90s. He had great success, real gentleman, helped anybody that wanted to learn how to grow pumpkins. So my friend Steve Spurrier and I, we spent a lot of time in his house just drinking some beers and learning how to grow pumpkins. And from then on, we just got hooked and enjoyed growing, met people from all over the world.
This hobby attracts people from all strains of life, from cabinet makers to scientists. There seems to be an addictive quality to growing these giant fruits and vegetables.
It's remarkable how many people you meet that all have the same interest of growing fruit and just enjoy being outside growing these large vegetables. It's been one of the best parts. I know my wife really enjoys it. We have get-togethers, we have cruises that we go on with pumpkin people. It's very competitive, but then again, it's such a long season. We start these fruit in beginning of April, and we're not finished a lot of these way off until October. So you know, you've got a fruit on the hook for like 100, 110, 120 days. That's a long time to have a fruit being healthy, and a lot of things can happen, a lot of weather-related problems you can run into, and bugs and diseases. And it takes a lot to get a pumpkin to the finish line. So when we go to these way-offs, we're all happy for each other just to see everybody getting a fruit there. And a lot of people grow multiple fruit just so that you do have a fruit at the way-off time, hopefully. To get the full advantage of your growing season, you want to try to get these in probably about 3 or 4 weeks before your last frost, which means you have to grow them in a greenhouse. We use heating cables to warm up the soil. We use lights. We use like a small greenhouse. My greenhouses are like a 5x7. After we've got the pumpkin going, I'd say we've grown them in that greenhouse for probably 4 or 5 weeks. It's probably about the first week of May by the time we take it out here in Rhode Island. And the race is on. We're growing these plants. You're trying to set this fruit out on the main vine, probably 10 to 12 feet at least, preferably 14 to 16 feet is even better. You've got probably 10 side vines on either side of the fruit. And your plant's probably 500 square feet, 400 square feet at pollination time. And by that time, your fruit at 20 days old is really starting to put on the weight. You could be putting anything on like maybe 30 pounds a day at 20 days old. And by 25 days old, you could be putting 30 pounds on. And by 40 days, you could be putting 40 or 50 pounds on if you know, you've really got one hooked up. I was fortunate enough to, in 2006, grow a world record long gourd. Actually, the very first time I tried, I grew a world record. And the year after that, 2007, I had started a new garden, and I grew the world record pumpkins. And ever since then, I was trying to grow the world's largest green squash. It's similar to a pumpkin, but the color is different. Just a little different in growing them. The earlier ones back in 2007, 2008, they were harder to grow. I think what happened, the gene pool was so closely related that they had a lot of problems with pollinations, and there weren't as many people growing them. There's like nine times more people growing giant pumpkins than there are squash.
This hobby of giant fruit growing turns out to be quite the science. But a little over the last decade, some people wanted to make their chances of growing a giant green squash a little higher. And after a few years of crossbreeding squashes and pumpkins, there are a lot more people growing giant green squash. Part of the reason this type of fruit is so difficult to grow is that pumpkins and the color orange are actually dominant. So the growers will take the seeds from the squash pumpkin hybrid and plant multiple seeds in hopes to grow a green squash, in which they have a 1 in 4 chance of getting one. These giant fruits that are being grown have gone through lots of breeding and pollinating seasons in order to become these world record-breaking 2,000-pound monster produce. Before these large fruits are brought to scale, the growers try to estimate just how much they will weigh.
We have a way of measuring these fruits so we have an idea how heavy they are. They call it OTT, it's over-the-top measurement, where you take a circumference measurement, side-to-side measurement, front-to-back measurement, you add them all up, and you know, you may come up to 480, 500 inches, and you put that measurement up against a chart, and the chart is changing all the time depending on how heavy the pumpkins get. And it'll give you an estimate of how much your pumpkin should weigh by the cubic inches of your pumpkin. So you have an idea how many pounds is growing. Pretty exciting when you can gain 300 pounds a week, 280 pounds a week.
And you've been listening to Joe Jutras telling the story about his retirement hobby, which has grown into a pretty serious hobby and a world record-breaking hobby. And my goodness, what it takes to grow one of these monsters, how complex it is, all the exigencies of surviving through a 120-day growth season. And that's a long time to get from beginning to end. As he put it, it takes a lot to get a pumpkin that size to the finish line. When we come back, more of Joe Jutras' story, the giant pumpkin and squash grower from Rhode Island, here on Our American Stories. Folks, if you love the great American stories we tell and love America like we do, we're asking you to become a part of the Our American Stories family. If you agree that America is a good and great country, please make a donation. A monthly gift of $17.76 is fast becoming a favorite option for supporters. Go to OurAmericanStories.com now and go to the donate button and help us keep the great American stories coming. That's OurAmericanStories.com.
Hey, it's me, Tyler. Bose open earbuds are stylish. The color, the way it looks almost like an earring, you know? So I feel like it could go with anything. My style is very fun. I feel like I always look like I'm on holiday. I just really like playing around with it and tying it to the music. So yeah, I really feel like the music I'm making right now feels like a holiday, so I want to look like it too. Check out Bose.com for more.
The 2024 presidential election is here. MSNBC has the in-depth coverage and analysis you need. Our reporters are on the ground. Steve Kornacki is at the big board breaking down the races. Rachel Maddow and our Decision 2024 team will provide insight as results come in. And the next day, Morning Joe will give you perspective on what it all means for the future of our country. Watch coverage of the 2024 presidential election Tuesday, November 5th, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern on MSNBC.
This is Danielle Robey from The Bright Side, because you're worth it. Growing up, I remember hearing that famous L'Oreal Paris tagline and feeling empowered. With those four words, L'Oreal Paris broke the mold. Beauty was for all of us. For me, knowing my worth means being able to be my authentic self. It's more than just getting that perfect lash. Knowing your worth is embracing the things that make you beautiful, inside and out. With a commitment to innovation and quality, L'Oreal Paris delivers groundbreaking products that help you take on the world. Through their Women of Worth program, they recognize 10 exceptional female nonprofit leaders each year, offering grants, mentorship, and a platform to share their inspiring stories. Discover more about these extraordinary women and embrace your beauty with L'Oreal Paris. Because you're worth it.
Buying a home can be overwhelming these days. From start to finish, Navy Federal Credit Union's new home buying center has everything you need to get to closing with confidence, like verified pre-approval. A pre-approval shows sellers you're a serious buyer, potentially giving you a competitive advantage when making an offer. Realty Plus connects you with an agent for continued support every step of the way. Lock and Shop lets you lock in your interest rate for up to 60 days while you shop. No refi rate drop gives you peace of mind to buy now, knowing that if interest rates fall, you could decrease your rate without having to refinance for a small $250 fee. If you're overwhelmed by shopping for a new home, Navy Federal's new home buying center has solutions for every step of the process. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Membership required. Terms and conditions apply. Loans subject to approval. Call 1-888-842-6328 for details about credit costs.
Sex, politics, IVF, mental illness. I bet you have rarely, if ever, heard these topics discussed in church. And I bet you've got questions about them that you'd love to ask a pastor. Well, there's a podcast that tackles these taboo topics. I'm Pastor Mike Novotny with Time of Grace Ministry, and in my new podcast, Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike Novotny, I answer questions from people just like you as I open up the Bible to give answers that point people back to the truth and especially to our Savior Jesus. To listen, just search Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike.
And we continue with Our American Stories and with Joe Joutros, who holds the world record for growing the largest green squash. He's been sharing with us all that goes into growing these giant fruits and vegetables. Let's return to Joe.
You can actually see that pumpkin growing, especially at the beginning, between day 20 to day 40, it changes the shape daily and triples, quadruples in size in that amount of time. Once they start getting bigger, you know, every inch is like 10, 11, 12 pounds. So they don't change as much. They, you know, like anybody else, they get more cracks and age spots and just about. And they tend to seem to gain more weight as they get older too, just like anybody else. You know, they start packing on the weight. just very rewarding to see a fruit grow and get it to the scale and, you know, watch other people have their pumpkin come to the scale and they're thinking it's, you know, say 1,000 pounds and it ends up being 1,150 pounds. Well, they grew quite a bit over the scale. You know, they're double digit heavy. So that's great. They adjust this chart all the time so that they're either 5% over or 5% below, trying to be as accurate as they can.
In Joe Jutra's first attempt to grow his world record-breaking green squash, he grew 12 plants. And out of the 12, only one was green. And it grew to a mere 1,252 pounds. But in 2017, when he tried again with a different seed, it brought him his world record-breaking green squash of 2,118 pounds.
Yeah, the year I grew the world record squash, you know, you have a very good idea. You've got a good one growing. And that same year, Scott Holbert grew that same 1844 seed. So we both had one going. And, you know, your friends, you talk with one another and say, gee, how you doing, Scott? Oh, I'm doing, you know, close to 1,900 pounds. You say, you're trying to do the math. All right, mine's close to 2,000 pounds. I think I taped out measuring like 2,009 pounds. So if he's taping 1,900, I go light, he goes heavy, you know, either one of us could win. Well, at the end of it, I went 5% heavy, he went 5% light. So that's a big difference.
In 2017, after a long season of hard work growing these giant produce, the weigh-in day arrived. And getting these fruits to weigh in is quite the process and takes a team effort.
It's called Fat Friday. The day before our weigh-off is usually on a Saturday. We help each other out. There's four or five guys that get together, and we have a tripod with a harness on that goes around the bottom of the pumpkin. You have a chain fall, and you're able to lift the pumpkin up by this harness from the tripod without actually having to lift any weight whatsoever. And these fruit now are so big that you have to have a trailer because they won't fit in the back of a pickup truck any longer. So we pick it up in the air, we push the trailer underneath, we let it down, hook it up to the truck, and we pull it out. Now, we bring it to the farm we have this way off in Warren, Rhode Island, Farish's farm. We set up things for the following day. We usually wait till the end. We weigh the biggest ones last by the measurement, go by how it goes. And just that day I won the world record, I was fortunate I had the biggest fruit there, and it ended up weighing the heaviest. I was very surprised that it went 5% heavy because, you know, I was just hoping for something that could beat 1844, which was the world record. So to really come in 2118, it was a dream come true, that's for sure, to say the least. It's going to be a hard record to beat because that was a very large fruit. Even nowadays, that at the time, that was the 13th largest fruit ever grown, pumpkins and squash. Now, since then, there's probably about another 30 or 40 ones that are as big or bigger than that. But there's not really any green squash that have come close to that other than my 1935.
There's no doubt seeing these giant pumpkins or squash on the road would be a sight to see.
Well, the funny part of this is when you're going down the road, because some of these way-offs we go to are in upstate Connecticut near the New York line, and you're on 95, and you've got people taking pictures and hanging out the windows and putting their thumbs up and almost running you off the road. That's the scary part, is when you got people, they're not watching where they're going, and they're really excited, and they're taking pictures, and they're beeping their horns, and it's... Everyone enjoys a large pumpkin going down the road. Some people probably have never seen it before, and they're really in awe when they do see it. So that's the part that's exciting. And you get to the way off, and you have families and kids that look at it, and it's like a Christmas tree, a big pumpkin. You know, it's something everybody enjoys looking at. There's a pumpkin organization called the GPC, and they're something like a government of the pumpkin growers.
The GPC is the Great Pumpkin Commonwealth, the organization that makes sure everyone is on the same page when it comes to growing and measuring these giant fruits and vegetables.
So it's very important that we do have a GPC. to control the pumpkin community in that everybody is judged fairly. And we have a yearly convention that's put on by the GPC, and that's a good time where everyone gets together. It's usually about 200 or 300 people from all over the world. They give out awards, and usually the growers who grow the largest squash or fruit or vegetables, depending on what it is, they do a PowerPoint presentation, and everyone learns from, you know, what the newest strategies were, how they did it, and what not to do, what to do. It's just as important as what to do as what not to do. What you can learn from other people's mistakes. You certainly don't want to make them all yourself. The best thing about this hobby is the friends that you meet, I think. It's, you know, I enjoy fishing too, and I've got a bunch of fishing buddies that I really enjoy fishing with. You know, can't wait to talk about the fish we caught and how to catch them and what to use. It's basically the same thing when you're growing giant pumpkins. What are you using to fertilize? What are you using to spray? What are you using for fungicides? What do you think of this seed? What do you think of that seed? What are you growing next year? How'd you do it? It's just really a lot of friendship too. It's not only the work of growing them, it's people you meet and the friends you acquire over the years. It's just so much fun.
Joe Jutras is now in his 60s, and he has no intention of stopping his hobby anytime soon.
You know, God willing, if I'm still fit, and this sport really keeps you moving. You know, you're out there first thing, crack of dawn, working on these plants, stretching and moving and up and down, and it's quite a bit of physical work to it. I'd like to do it as long as I can. I know my buddy Eddie, who I'm helping now, he's 83, and he likes growing these fruit as much as anybody I know, and he just can't wait to get up in the morning to get out there and work on them. Granted that, you know, at 83, you're not able to do it as well as you can at 40 or 50 or 60, but he still does a heck of a job at it. I know it's not for everybody. It's quite a bit of work. Not everybody has to take it quite as serious as a competitive pumpkin grower. Just to grow one in your backyard, to have a 200 or 300 pounder on your step is a great achievement over the summer, and it's very attainable now with the seeds we have. Just about everybody has room for a 10 by 15 foot garden, and you could easily grow 200 or 300 or 500 pound fruit without a heck of a lot of work, I think.
And a great job, as always, by Faith and Robbie, telling the story of Joe Jutras. And my goodness, what a passion he has. And my goodness, how many of us have a world record in anything? And if it's the squash world record, so be it. 2,118 pounds done in 2017. And Joe's pride and joy, but still out there competing and wanting to win. And most importantly, sharing his hobby with pals. And that's what it really is all about. We all have those hobbies. And what really brings us together is more than the passion for the thing, but the people we meet and the friendships we make. Joe Jutras' story here on Our American Stories.
Reservation for two, booked on Resy. Right this way.
With Amex Gold,
your gotcha, Pepe.
So good.
You can enjoy over $400 back in dining value annually.
And a sukiyaki for the lady.
Ah, my new favorite.
Including up to $100 back on eligible Resy purchases. So every dish is a winner.
One feijoada.
Okay, now this is the one.
That's the powerful backing of American Express. Enrollment required. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ever had questions for your pastor but felt awkward or embarrassed to ask them? Maybe questions about sex or politics or IVF or mental illness? There's a podcast for that. I'm Pastor Mike Novotny with Time of Grace Ministry, and in my new podcast, Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike Novotny, I answer questions from people just like you. I open up the Bible to give answers that point people back to the truth and especially to Jesus. To listen, just search Taboo Questions with Pastor Mike.
This is Lee Habib here. Do you wake up every morning dreading that first step out of bed because of foot pain? I know I used to. Then I tried PowerStep, the number one podiatrist-recommended insoles, clinically proven to relieve pain. I was skeptical at first, but from the moment I put them in my shoes, I felt the difference. Support and comfort exactly where I needed it. Now I can go through my day pain-free. Go to powerstep.com/OAS and use code OAS for 15% off your first order.
What's up? It's me, Don Tolliver. If I could describe the Bose Ultra Open Earbuds, I think I would describe it as very seamless. It can definitely be something that you can style. It's like earring candy. Check out Bose.com for more.
This is Simone Boyce from The Bright Side. Beauty is about more than just beauty. It's about worth, individuality, and the power that comes from being your truest self. At L'Oréal Paris, beauty means embracing who you already are, enhancing the diverse features, experiences, and personality that makes you, well, you. L'Oréal's beauty essentials combine innovative products with that classic Parisian touch to help you feel like your most confident self. Because taking on the world is a little less scary when you feel ready for your close-up. L'Oréal Paris, because you're worth it. Learn more at L'OrealParis.com.